sack.
Now let's warm up our voices.
The goose has loose poots.
The skeleton is on fire.
Aren't they supposed to rhyme or something?
No, he's like, the human torch could not get a bank loan.
The human torch was denied
a bank loan.
Yeah. The arsonist had oddly shaped feet. I love that movie so much.
What are you talking
Anchorman.
About?
Anchorman. Oh. Yeah. There's a dog that gets punted off of a bridge. It's very funny.
I think I tried to watch it once and couldn't get through it.
You should die.
I probably will, honestly. Eventually.
I mean, I'm working on it.
One day every day, I get a little closer.
Yeah, all right.
One step closer.
Nope.
To the edge.
And I'm about to break. Rest in peace. Also, sorry.
Sorry, not sorry?
We're still apologizing for that, aren't we?
It's not right.
Mistakes are made. I'm good.
It was TJ's fault.
And this is his first time back since
you killed Chester Bennington.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No. Yeah. All right, let's
you
do this.
You went down hardcore on him, and
that sounds like something completely went, different.
I did say something about it too.
It hung real heavy with him.
I totally forgot about
what
that.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I give that a golf clap though.
Oh, can you? You guys are bastards. Holy.
You know, whatever. Puns are puns, even if they're suicide puns. They're like, you know, weird dad jokes.
Are they?
Kind of.
I don't think so.
Isn't that all a dad joke is usually? It's just a kind of like wordplay pun?
I don't know. I just find them annoying.
I know.
Yeah. Sobriety be damned, you're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm gracious host, Danny Mullins. With me, as always, is my brother, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm alive.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say so.
Yeah.
Life's overrated anyways, I suppose.
Living is the worst part of being alive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought stubbing your toe was. Or no. Snakes. Mm-mm. Spiders?
They don't bother me.
No.
Oh. TJ, you're back.
Yes, hey, what's up?
What's the worst part of living?
Having blood on your hands from killing Linkin Park.
Fucking god damn it.
Fuck
no.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably have to say, like, when falling asleep while jacking off.
Falling asleep while jerking off?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that.
I haven't either.
I've done that.
I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you're doing it and then you're like, this is fucking great, and then whoa, why is this porn in
wake
my
wake up
hand?
3 hours later, dick in your hand.
I've like been that soft guy. Dick, soft dick in your hand.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I have been that guy.
I mean, there's that one time I fell asleep during a blowjob, but that's because my neck got tired. Heyo, Yams, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Oh, just wonderful.
What's the worst part of living?
Oh man,
don't say this podcast.
No. It's got to be just going to work and facing the people that I have to face every day. It's got a good fucking lick of common sense. It's like working with a bunch of sticks.
I love you for that. Yeah, I'm a gas station clerk. No. You have no fucking idea.
All right. I got you. The craziest come into your fucking place of work, right?
Oh, yeah.
You deal with them for what, 5 minutes?
And sometimes 2 hours, three hours, when they don't want to leave.
In your element, because that's your gas station, you work there, you can kick them out if you want, right?
Yeah.
All right, now imagine going to their fucking home.
Oh, yeah,
going into
that.
Their fucking nest of fucking
guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was a cable
in their
guy, I understand.
Den
yeah.
of fucking dumbassery. That's where I got
to
go.
Yeah.
That's where I go face my fucking demons at. Is
that's where I go face my
it's
demons at.
It's fucking awful, dude. I never knew people could be so stupid until I started working with a public in a mainstream in their home style.
Yeah.
This is my worst story about a home visit job that I worked at. I was a cable guy. And there was a guy that had a whole bunch of fucking pit puppies there. Okay, so apparently the potty patch for the puppies that he had chosen for them was behind the TV and on the carpet.
Yeah, that's smart.
Which is where he had an entertainment center that had that, you know, tunnel. I just got to stick my head through here and reach my arms out to feed the cable. And, oh, my God, urine.
It's everywhere. Why would he make it so hard for his dog to piss?
I had to go home and change and wash my fucking knees and put fucking, like, new, like,
Danny
clothes
said
on
those me. Same things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Blowjobs. Yeah, right? Yeah. I got you.
It was really, really bad.
I only suck dick on clean carpet. Yams. All right.
That's good.
Or when he orders a pizza.
You know, $20
that's
$20.
Wrong podcast. And shut up.
Whatever.
Listen to the Nanel last week. It was interesting. TJ, I'm sorry, but when we have new guests on, I'd forget up to this point, but we usually make, we give them a catchphrase.
Okay.
And if you don't say it 5 times in the podcast, with at least some context, you're out forever. I'm sorry. I had to do it. Yams has done it. Chris has done it. I've done it to Kelly 12 times trying to get him out of here.
I just, let's hope it's not too hard to put into context.
Well, I have one that I think will work pretty well, seeing as you're the resident Jewish guy.
Okay. Heil, them shoes got a real shine on them.
Similar ballpark. Hitler, I hardly even know her.
That's it? That's mine. That's fucking it?
That's mine.
Well, Chris? Mine's similar themed.
Oh, good. We all went down that road.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Gas-free since 43.
I like that one.
I do, too.
Well, no, you should use his date of birth, which is, what year were you born?
Well, 90. No, but I don't have a 3.
90, just 90?
Yeah.
Gas-free since 90.
Gas-free since 90.
I like 40, because that was the war. It was 43.
Yeah, 43. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Gas-free since 43.
We got a winner?
That's what it is. Gas-free since 43.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
God damn it.
It's got to come. It's got to be natural, too. You can't force it.
Fuck. Yeah, it's going to be natural gas.
Why'd you have to pick the time where I was so fucking stoned?
We'll help you out, buddy. TJ and I had a slight conversation where at his work the other day about tattoos. Chris, what do you think is the douchiest tattoo? Let's shoot from the hip.
Tribal.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, fuck off. I got like two or three of them. Piss off, dickhead.
Come on, Yams. Your tribal's different than that type of shit. Let me see.
Not all of it.
No, that's tribal. Not the type of... I'm talking like the straight fucking...
He has tribals with iguanas or geckos or something.
Okay, that one, yeah.
What lizards are those, Yams?
I'm going to go with they're just lizards. We're just going to call them lizards. We're not going to put a brand
gecko.
On them.
A brand?
Yeah,
a brand of lizard.
Because all of a sudden it's a gecko, then it's the Geico lizard and shit. I don't want that, man.
That makes
Did you get the Sobe logo tattooed
kinda,
on you?
It does kind of look like
it's
that,
the Sobe logo.
Not quite. There's two. The Sobe only got one.
That's like the redneck version of like the monster tattoo.
The monster tattoo.
If somebody got the Sobe logo.
See, I figure the monster tattoo is the redneck version of the monster tattoo.
Yeah, Sobe is more hipsterish. Health nut.
Yeah.
To have a Sobe tattoo, you have to be a vegan. You show me a redneck vegan, I'll suck that dick.
The redneck vegan's dick?
No,
you'll suck that dick?
Yeah.
You'll suck my dick if I find a redneck vegan. So.
He just runs out of the room.
It's fucking going down.
I'm getting blown tonight.
I'm bringing him to the podcast. He'd be like, hey, Chris, how you doing? I fucking hate meat.
But I hope you like mine. In your mouth.
Have to suck his dick. His name's going to be Flower.
A redneck named Flower?
Yep. I'm going to find it.
Yeah, but it's Flour.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They call me Thumper. That's great.
My Fleur.
Fleur. It's French. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
TJ, what's the douchiest tattoo?
The douchiest tattoo, like, in the world?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Honestly... I really don't like fucking forehead tattoos, and that's actually...
Like facial tattoos in general?
Facial tattoos in general are not a thing that piss me off.
Especially the eye drops, because that means they've killed someone.
No.
I don't like facial tattoos in general.
I just don't give a fuck about facial tattoos, but the forehead ones bother me. And the fucking above the dick.
Oh,
above
okay.
the dick tattoo.
The reverse tramp stamp?
Yeah, the reverse tramp. No, that's the douche stamp.
Yeah.
That's the tool stamp, whatever you want to call it. Like, cock... Snot, whatever the fuck. That shit is horrible.
Yams, you can't say you don't like facial tattoos. What about stitches? He has two packs of cigarettes on his...
He's got a
tattoo
Tupac
of Tupac's face on his face.
That sounds so good.
Tattooed on his face.
Tupac?
So he's got a face on face.
Cigarettes.
Oh, I could really smoke a Tupac right now.
Fuck. I'm going to make up something, like roll something.
No, like he's dedicated. He did his whole face.
He's dedicated.
Well, yeah.
But he's, like, only, he's dedicated to one thing.
What's that motherfucker that's got the ice cream cone tattooed on his face?
Gucci
I don't
Mane.
Like that shit. With the lightning bolts?
It is Gucci Mane.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, no,
I figured
it
was stitches again.
That guy.
No.
That guy. Burr!
I have no idea who that is.
You know, yes, the fuck you do.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes,
ever,
I do. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
No, listen.
You do.
I do
now.
Did you see that that shitty movie, Spring Breakers?
No.
I did.
You did? Okay. Yeah. Gucci Mane's in that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He is totally like the guy that fucking kills James Franco in the movie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, I have no reason to see it. It's
the
been
Gooch.
Spoiled for me.
James Franco is fucking
Gucci
hilarious
man.
In that movie.
Be
He's
honest,
like, my
be honest.
Shit's got shit.
Yeah. Look at all my shit.
Nick was yelling that for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, dude,
was,
the,
look
the,
at
the
all
movie's
this
pretty
shit.
Fucking good.
This
like,
shit's my shit. That's what it sounded
yeah.
like in the movie.
Oh, good. Yams, douchiest tattoo?
You know what really gets me these days?
Hmm.
Is women have that tattoo of I will not sink or some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about?
I've anybody seen else that seen shit. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to say the infinity symbol.
The fucking anchor.
If I see one more fat white chick with an infinity symbol tattoo, I'm going to throw up.
It's like, why the fuck are you going to get an anchor? Why are you going to get an anchor with a tattoo that says, I will not sink? Won't you get something else like a bobber?
Yeah,
like
an anchor will make you sink. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, that's the whole thing an anchor does is fucking sink. That's the whole point in life is that anchor sinks. Why is that your fucking mascot for the same?
Well, I feel like they just get that tattoo because they...
It became a basic bitch tattoo because
everyone wants to fucking put on their fucking body about what struggles they have nowadays.
My body's become an inspirational quote.
If I had a tattoo for every struggle that I had in my life, you wouldn't be able to see any of my skin.
Oh, God, Isaac's is in blackface.
No, they're tattoos. They're tattoos.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, that shit's, that's fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not stupid, but it is stupid. I don't know. It's a double standard for me because tattoos in general, okay, are for the person that's getting them. So even though we think they're douchey tattoos, I'm pretty sure the guy that has fuck cops on his knuckles is like, I fucking love this.
No, the guy that's got fuck cops on his face, that's the good one.
Ooh, let's shoot from the hip again, though. Let's all... Words for our knuckles. Let's all get tattoos on our knuckles that make words, all right? Because on my left hand, beer. On my right hand, fucking king. And forehead, a hashtag on my dick.
I was going to say on your forehead, the fucking hashtag.
Well, no, because I'd have to have both. The hashtag comes first.
Whatever.
So to like put it on my thumb and have beer upside down on one hand. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't figured out the semantics, but we'll get there, buddy.
I would like to do cock puss.
Cockpuss.
Like cockpuss. Just like C-O-C-K-P-U-S-S. Just cockpuss.
That sounds like the a cock-puss. Bond villain.
A Bond villain?
That's a Bond villain all day long.
Yeah, cockpuss.
Okay, cockpuss.
Yeah. I can't really do it because I have shit on me already, but if I can
erase... You still get puss on your other hand.
Dude, I have other knuckles.
You have so many knuckles. You've still got like 12 knuckles. I had to think to do the math. I can't brain very well. Chris?
Bis cut. Biscuit.
That's tight. I like that.
It is? What, you like it? Why? Yeah.
Why not?
It'd have to be bisque.
And the ut.
Just the ut?
Yeah.
Bisque, ut.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good.
Then from now on, that's what I'm calling my fist.
Bisque. Huh? Don't make me bisque you.
Why? So?
Oh, okay.
Just if you got an extra one.
Yeah, exclamation points.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
You know?
Oh, that's tight. Chris, you know what you should get, though?
What?
Stay puffed.
Stay puffed?
Ooh.
I like that.
Like the Ghostbusters yams?
Man, I don't know. I'm going to give it like Link for Life.
Yams. 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 Oh, what were you saying? Sorry.
I said Link for Life.
Link for
Life. Iron cock.
Iron cock.
Iron cock.
Okay.
Because he grips that iron cock with these fists.
Do you have
iron
any cock. Idea how many hand jobs I've given?
Cock. Holder.
I really like to be upfront about my love of giving hand jobs. I won't suck a dick.
Cock fist.
But I will jerk one off so many times.
Cock fist.
Cock fist. That makes it sound like you're going to punch somebody in the cock.
Color blind.
Not even close to the right number of letters.
No.
Hey.
Name the color of a crown,
Chris. I think it's fucked up.
Hold on. What's
fucked
up?
We're saying only one letter can fit on a knuckle. All right, let's give tattoo artists some respect.
Yeah. We're going to get a really good one, and I'll just get the Declaration of Independence tattooed down my fingers right
here.
That's
not bad.
Awesome.
That's a good idea.
That would actually hurt really fucking bad.
For
I'm
America?
No.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ah, you woke motherfucker.
Thank you.
I hate you.
I hate me too.
Yeah. Talking about tattoo, those, I've my mother was a, what do you call it, amateur tattoo artist?
Sure.
She actually did my first tattoo on me when I was like 15. So.
Okay, I thought she took you to get it. I didn't know she did
it
herself.
I sat in my kitchen and got it done. I had a homemade gun off of a fucking, like, you know, those little trains that you put on track and you rev them up or slow them down.
Yeah.
That was the speed dial for the gun.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was the power supply and shit like that. Hmm. But, no, yeah, I got it. And I watched one day as she did this tattoo on this guy's chest. You know, you just go hunting with this guy, fishing with this guy. So, you know, he did guy shit, you know. He's at least a semi-tough guy, you know. Not really, because he's sitting there getting his tattoo done. He's sitting back. She's tattooing it on his, where you want to call this?
His chest?
Upper left pec, okay?
Dude, the chest hurts.
And, she was doing a Budweiser. The sticker for the Budweiser symbol, the red, the white, the little
It was
Chris.
The face of the What's
Chris.
Up, guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Chris.
I'm thinking about it.
Chris.
And Chris. She's getting there. She gets the border done. She gets the outline done. She's starting to do some coloring on it. And all of a sudden, you see this dude just... his head start going back. All right. Motherfucker passes straight the fuck out.
Wow.
I would have kept going.
And then starts like fishing. Oh, yeah. Fishing away. All right. Just flopping around in his fucking chair and shit because he passed the fuck out and started fucking like, I don't know, seizuring or some shit. Holy it was shit. Crazy as fuck.
Wow. Did they ever finish the tattoo?
Yeah, he got it, eventually got it finished after we got his ass awake.
Oh, good.
It ain't like we was going to stop that day.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. How are you going to get it done that night?
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
That's okay. You remember Vovo Bitch, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember she had a bunch of tattoos. Her chest was tattooed and shit. So she had, you know, chest tattoos and stuff. She had a lot of tattoos. All really well done. The first time I ever saw her without a shirt on.
Ugh.
All right? Yeah. She had a complete back piece.
Ooh, could we take guesses?
Yeah, go for it.
Was it a horse dick? It was a fucking horse dick. It was one horse fucking another one. You just see the big fucking horse dick right there on her spine.
That wouldn't have threw me off as bad as what it actually was.
Oh, it threw Chris
was it
off.
Racist?
Well, she was black, so
she was
I couldn't imagine
half
it'd be too
black,
racist.
Half Puerto Rican. I don't know. She was something.
Was it a food
a thief?
Item?
No.
You say she was a thief.
I was going to say she did have, like, you know, like all the fucking condiments tattooed on her.
Just like a turkey leg.
Like the dancing condiments from the movie theater.
Big ass Trojan logo. That's like a Target.
She, if you have a Trojan logo tattooed on you and you're a female, that just says, hey, I have an STD.
Well, that's weird because I think the tattoo just said cock whore.
No. Worse. It was an
Wait,
entire...
Hold on. One more guess. The KFC logo. She had Colonel Sanders tattooed on her fat ass.
No. It wasn't. It wasn't a Taco Bell packet or a burrito. Or
she was working with Applebee's at the time. It was Apple BB.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway.
It just said roadside service beneath it.
Entire back piece of a Peterbilt.
Of a what?
An engine?
No, a semi-truck.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What?
An Repeat. Entire back piece of a fucking 18-wheeler.
Was it Optimus Prime? Oh.
No.
The famed Autobot?
No, it was just a regular fucking...
Was she a lot lizard?
I think so.
She was a lot. She was possibly. A lot lizard.
Yeah.
Was her dad a semi?
Sucking the dual cool.
How would she know?
She gets in the semis for the semis.
Yeah,
that made no sense.
Yeah,
no. You never heard of boners called the semi?
No,
never, dude. That's in a Pauly Shore movie.
That's why.
Me and Chris were bitching about Pauly Shore, what, today?
Yeah.
Dude, he's like, I was yelling about Biodome.
I live in Indiana, and son-in-law is the shit.
Son-in-law
for me,
is fucking
because
awesome.
I live in Indiana. Yeah. I watch it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is my family.
Fucking Biodome, man.
Sherman tank!
Roof!
God. Listen. You can dance if you want to.
But yeah, that's my worst tattoo experience. Hold on. Yeah.
I really didn't want to change mine. I do think the one that I brought up when we originally were talking about this at my job, the Hardogram is the douchiest tattoo.
If you still have one now, you're getting it covered up, right?
No, I don't have one.
I said if.
If you still have
I'm
one.
I'm not accusing you, bro.
Oh, thank God, because I fucking don't.
Listen here, you motherfucker. I would never.
Look, first off, the band Him is not good enough to me to get a fucking motherfucking thing tattooed on you.
No, they were terrible back in the
okay.
day.
We've popped the wings of a butterfly. Fuck
that's
you.
That's the song I knew.
Yeah, that's the only fucking one I knew.
I had a buddy that loved that song.
Oh, my God. Them nor Bam Margera is cool enough to get some shit tattooed on you.
I'm surprised Bam Margera is still alive. I wonder what happened to him.
He got fat and started skating again. Apparently, he's doing a really good job. It was fucking great for him, but...
Is CKY still around? I kind of liked
CKY
him.
Was horrible at Warped Tour when I saw him this year.
Oh. Yeah, their last couple albums sucked anyways.
Back in the day, horrible. CKY was pretty fucking awesome, though.
Yeah.
They just kept making jokes like, you guys remember that CKY song that everybody knows now? Da ba da da da.
96 Quiet Bitter Beings, I'm just saying.
It was on Backyard Wrestling.
It was.
Hey, on the video game. Did you ever play Backyard Wrestling? The video games?
You could be a Violent J.
Oh,
or a Shaggy Tudo.
Yep.
Never. Or a Monoxide Child in the sequel.
Did they have a Jamie Madrox?
They yes. did.
And a Rude Boy.
What about, was it AB? Who's that? Sha.
ABK.
Who's that guy? Yeah. ABK.
What about ABBA? Was ABBA on there?
ABBA. That's where you're going. There we go.
Could you dance? Could you jive?
Did they put, Blaze on the wrestling game?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Sad day for everybody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that guy dead or something?
Speaking of,
no. Blaze, your dead homie, is not dead.
We just seen him in concert, what, last year?
Yeah.
Don't brag too hard. I feel bad. I like Blaze. Not musically, but he seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, he really does.
Speaking of douchey tattoos, though, could you imagine getting Juggalo tattooed on you?
I would do it. I would fucking do it. I would fucking
really,
do it.
That's really, like, specific.
I would fucking do it. I would get Juggalo tattooed on me.
I have it tattooed on me. That's what Danny brought up.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Whoop, whoop. Like, that's not a fucking bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
Dude, I was so close to getting a Hatchet Man tattoo.
Dude, really, I don't even give a fuck. I would do it now.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I still like their music. So, like,
put it right here. Like,
no, I couldn't do it on the face. I'd have to put it somewhere secret.
Your boss would love it.
I did run into a jackass who had, like, he had started a facial tattoo.
Was it the McClure's one? Me and you ran into
the McClure's. You remember this?
Yes.
The guy had half his face done as a clown, as a jester, and had started the outline on the other side, but ran out of money. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you can't get a fucking job because you have a face tattoo.
Yeah.
I said something to him. It pissed him off, but he wasn't willing to say anything to me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, dude who came into the store, Jim's like, whoa, bro.
What the fuck's up with your face?
No, Jim's like, what's up with this? I was waving it like.
Holy shit.
And dude's like, yeah, it's a bad decision. Jim's like, yeah.
You're fucking right, it is.
Wow.
I hope your mother never talks to you again.
Oh, yeah, she hasn't in years.
Yeah, it threw me off when I first seen him. Yeah, because it was bad, too.
You don't expect it.
It wasn't even good. I mean, it's one thing if you get a good tattoo in a stupid place. You're giving yourself a little bit of credibility because you went to a good artist, at least. You made that smart decision.
Oh, yeah, that's all I got to say.
But when it's a shitty tattoo in a shitty place, you're just a shitty person.
Yeah, that's what I agree with that because all I really got to say about the whole situation is, like, I am fucking glad that I never got fucked by a tattoo artist that was like, I'm the shit. And then, like, gave me some shit that was horrible.
I told you I got tattooed by my mom, right?
That's your mother.
She couldn't raise me. You can't really say no
to
that.
Like, no, mom, I don't want you to tattoo me. Why not?
It's because you're a fucking crackhead.
I just watched you do crack cocaine. That's why. I just watched you do way too many bumps. Way too many bumps, mom.
Your hand's shaking so fast I can't see it. It's broken the sound barrier, mom. Put the fucking needle down.
She doesn't need a gun. It's just...
She's just holding a needle.
She was shaking so bad.
No, right. I'm not going to name names. All right? And shit. But I let a girl that worked at a tattoo shop tattoo me. All right?
Yeah.
She started out doing.
It's understandable. You go to a place where they do tattoos to get a tattoo.
What was her name?
I said I'm not going to name the names.
Yeah, no, what was don't do her that. Name?
We'll do it rhymes with Ho.
I don't know her.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
I
remember
this. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, so she puts the stencil on, and, like, everything's cool. Like, we're talking and stuff, and she picks up the gun to start doing the outline and fucking shaking, like, visibly fucking shaking. I'm like, oh, fuck. But, you know, once she puts pressure on the skin, hopefully it'll stop. She couldn't make it halfway through the fucking outline. And you've seen the tattoo. It's my Invisible Man tattoo.
Let me see it real quick. Yeah, that one is sick.
Okay. She disappeared for about 10 minutes, came back steady as a fucking rock.
You know what that was? Drugs.
Yes.
Drugs.
Very much so.
I love the fact that they can't see his Invisible Man tattoo, and it's an Invisible Man tattoo. Yeah. It could be nothing.
It really check this out. I'm a badass. It took 37 straight hours.
Invisible Man naked right there on my arm. Right?
And I was rock hard the whole time.
I was rock hard the whole time.
Yeah, it's
I, you know,
Kevin
I do...
Bacon.
Yeah, I do Kevin have Bacon.
Fucking Hollow Man.
Yeah, I like
Hollow
that.
It's
all right. I went to a tattoo shop. Like you did. I sit down. I said, hey,
did
this
you go
is
there
what
to get
I
a
want.
Tattoo?
Yeah, I did. And I'm like, hey, weird. Buddy, I want the Resident Evil biohazard symbol with the umbrella symbol in the center.
Oh, that would look so right.
All
right. I like that tattoo.
And he's like, all right, cool. We can do that. I was like, all right. You know, asking how she could charge me. I was like, okay, that sounds about right. You know, not too much, but not like dirt cheap either.
Mm-hmm.
Like $90. I'm like, all right, that's not bad for what I'm getting. Simple, basic, easy. I said that I didn't realize when I sat down with this motherfucker that this was his first tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Because he told me this was his shop. Well, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, you're just not busy right now. I figured, okay, this is your shop. You have experience. You've worked somewhere. You've done an apprenticeship. You have experience. Fuck no. First tattoo. I get to be the fuck. What the fuck? I find this out after he gets it, you know, the outline and shit done. I'm like, all right. And I had to help him come up with the outline in the center for it because he couldn't do it on his own.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So that's why it's fucking off center.
Yeah.
If you really look at it, it's off center.
Well, I went to the same parlor before that guy took over. He had a business partner that actually did most of the tattoos.
Where
apparently all of the tattoos.
Yeah. Where was this at?
And,
well, because it's always been his shop because his dad owns the building.
Right.
He just.
Well, no, they moved. They were by Penguin Point when I went.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I got my TARDIS done. Yeah. And the other dude was cool. The only problem was he only listened to Pearl Jam and only talked about Pearl Jam. the entire holy
fucking shit.
Ooh, like, you know what my favorite Pearl Jam song is? I was like, no, I don't, because I can name none. Jeremy. Oh, Even Flow.
Spoken today.
Oh, God. Any sort of grunge. I can't do grunge, man. I hate Nirvana. I hate Pearl Jam.
Man. I'm in a grunge band, though. Like, I am. I
you
like
look
grunge.
Like it.
No, thanks.
Plaid, you are wearing plaid, bro.
No, but I like grunge, but Lumber Eddie Jacks, Vedder is Huffy? Not the guy that I like the most. I'm definitely like Alice in Chains.
I can't stand them either, man. I cannot. I don't know
in
why.
The room.
The rooster. Why didn't they call him the cock?
Because they want him played on the radio.
Oh. Here comes the cock. This sounds a little bit different.
No. But no, I was with this dude for like 7 hours to get that done. He couldn't figure out how to get a fucking shading needle to work, so he fucking shaded it with a fucking outline needle.
Oh, owie.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
Owie.
And the bad part is, when it first got done, looked good. Healed. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
This is gross.
And
now,
since then, the outline's been gone over, and I need to.
I know that's what it's
going to
be like
again
for my knuckles, because knuckles are hard to take ink in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just definitely one of those situations where you're like, oh, these are going to look great when I get them done, but you know, there could be a chance they look absolute trash.
Right.
I have a really bad habit of, I always fall asleep when I'm getting tattooed.
I do that all the time.
Like when I was getting this car on my forearm, like I almost slid out of the chair. Because I'll sleep so fucking hard.
When I was getting my Wu-Tang tattoo done, I fucking fell asleep. When I was getting this music note back here, I fucking passed out, like, and the dude was like, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Well, when I was getting my Ecto-1 on my arm done, which I took in a real famous picture. It's one of those Mondo movie posters.
Yeah.
With just the red background and the front of the Ecto-1.
Yeah,
that was like,
cool.
This is what I want, but I want it just black and gray with a yellow license plate. Would have been badass. Well, like, we didn't even start the tattoo until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. All right? And I'd worked all day and shit, so I was tired as fuck. I fell asleep. I woke up. No yellow license plate. You can't read the license plate. And there's crooked buildings and flames behind it.
I think it's supposed to be lightning,
buddy. Fisheye. No. What he did is put the fisheye lens effects on. You're good. Just tell people that.
That's a crooked building.
He applies the Instagram filter to your arm.
Yeah.
Hold on. You're welcome. Let me see the whole thing.
It's a shitty ass tattoo. You can't even tell what it is anymore.
I wouldn't say that's a shitty ass tattoo. I've seen a lot worse.
It needs to be, certain areas need to be.
You could totally get that fixed.
It needs to be touched up.
It's fixable. It's fixable.
Can you not? You can't read the license plate? The T's gone.
It's all jumbled
together. It's the Ecto-1.
And like, what is that? That's just a big ass black dot.
Yep. Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to get tattooed on my knuckles? Beer review.
Beer review.
Well, to be honest with you, apparently they were voted one of the best bands outside to ever play. Like, outside band sets that have been recorded.
It's the worst fucking shit I've ever seen
in my fucking
life.
I'm recording. What happened? Beer review. Beer review. That's what we were doing. Yeah. My finger slipped. I'm going to be honest with you. Chris, what we doing is...
we drinking beers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hold yours. See you later.
This week is George Killian's Irish Red.
I love George Killian's Irish Red.
It still tastes like it did when I tried it in high school, which is awesome.
This is one of the first... This is the first beer I ever tried and enjoyed. Because, like, I tried Budweiser and shit like that. Not really my jam.
I think you would. The first time
I tried the Irish Red was in off draft. Like,
it's great. It's just a really good sipping beer. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's got a nice sweet pop to it.
It's dark, but it doesn't have an aftertaste.
There you go.
Well, I get a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely not a bitter beer.
It's good beer. It's a good beer to drink when you're stoned. I can tell you that.
Oh, good.
Because it doesn't make you thirstier.
Yeah.
It's not like drinking a light beer.
Light beers always make me really, really thirsty.
Or like a Reds. Reds have gotten so they just make me fucking thirstier.
Oh, dude. Now that I don't really... And I know I'm on the Hold My Beer podcast. I don't really like hops. Whatever. Fuck me.
But Hold My Beer podcast has never really been about beer.
All I got to say is that since I mainly smoke, and I'll be at shows and somebody will, you know, be like, hey, let's fucking drink some beers. And I go and get beer that's mine. It's normally the fucking Reds or some shit like that because I don't like the taste of hops.
Right.
Every time I drink it, I end up only drinking like a half of one because I'm like, wow, my stomach hurts now. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Dude, sometimes, only when I smoke a lot, though. I don't like getting crossfaded. I'm not a fan of crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
Yeah, that's another band that was horrible, by
crossfaded?
The way. Yeah. What I really meant to say.
I'm sorry for the way
that I am.
I am.
Never meant to be so cold. That one random dude with the hat way low in the mic.
Yeah, that guy sucked. They all sucked. But a fun story about Killian's, like, when I turned 21, I turned 21 during the week, so my buddy Travis showed up with a bottle of Jameson's Irish whiskey and a case of Killian's.
Ooh, that's, I know, that's, I remember rough, that night. That's rough.
Oh, it was a fucking blast. So, me and him drunk our asses off, right? And to the point where we lived in an upstairs apartment, and he's like, dude.
And the amazing part, you did it with a single bottle.
Of what?
Jameson.
And a case of Killian's.
Most people go in with like 2, 3, 4 bottles of Jameson.
Say, me and my wife, when we go to drink Jaeger, we had to get a fucking half gallon of it.
Well, yeah, now.
And that's almost 2.5 bottles.
I'm like that with Jaeger, too. When people bring a little bottle of Jaeger, I don't even drink. But you, when you bring Jaeger, I'm like, what is this?
But no.
Where's the case?
He got to the point where he's like, I'm going to be an egg. I was like, what? He's like, watch me be an egg. And he curled up into a ball at the top of the stairs.
Oh, my God.
And rolled down them 2 flights.
See, that was him putting you to the test. You should have built the box to throw him off the building.
Yeah. Like you do in school?
Yeah.
I guess.
Packed him with peanuts. Rolled him down a second time. See if he broke that time.
Did you? You never did that experiment in school?
Oh, I thought you meant rolled down the stairs.
No.
I did the experiment.
Did you do the experiment? Did you do the experiment? Yeah. I did that shit, too. I lost real bad.
My egg died.
No, I didn't.
My egg died like a motherfucker.
Mine didn't die.
You passed?
Yeah, I passed. Because with Claiborne, it was pass or fail.
Yeah.
If your egg survived, you passed. If it broke, you failed. That was it.
Yeah.
Those are 2 options you had.
Yeah, but it's funny. He got to the bottom of the stairs. He's like, oh, the egg cracked because he let go of his own knees, I guess. Worked his way back upstairs. He's like, beds are cool. Mm-hmm. And then he passed out in mine.
Yeah.
And then Chris here and your cousin Josh that's been on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
They came home.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cute. You're drunk. You think you're done drinking. You're turning 21. Get your ass up. I was like, oh, fuck.
Why didn't anybody call me? That's what I want to know.
Did he say you were
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Who
did
gives
he say
a
you
fuck?
Did he say you were gas-free since 43?
Damn it. Oh, he got one. He got one.
Ding, ding.
Ding.
Point on the board.
No. I wouldn't give fucks.
But I remember, like,
I would come drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. We drank a lot after that. And then me and Josh tucked Danny in bed with his friend. We literally picked him up and carried him to his room and tucked him in and Travis in together.
I woke up spooning my friend. Then we woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Did you go get breakfast? Because that would
at
be the
McDonald's.
Smart thing
we
to
went
do.
And got McDonald's breakfast. We were the only people under 78. Then he went and bought me Resident Evil 5 because it dropped that day. It dropped on my birthday. And we played that for the rest of the day. And then you got married like the next day, I think.
Yeah, that was right around my birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or your birthday, my bad.
But I only remember because after your wedding, we went and kept playing Resident Evil 5. That's the only reason I remember the actual
you
date.
Did come with, we did come with Travis. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was your plus one at the time.
Yeah, he was.
Apparently more ways than one, I guess.
Yeah, he's a good cuddler.
Yeah.
He's kind of furry.
In all honesty, real talk, that's who you should have married.
Right?
Yeah. Nah, you fucked up,
he's
man.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
You let that one go.
He's the one
that's
the
one that
got
away.
He was a balloon that I didn't have a tight enough grip on. You know?
You down to 2 beer.
I'll finish it with you. That's fine.
All right, cool.
Pussy.
Oh.
No, I just wanted to give it to you while it was still cold.
It's fine.
We'll call that beer reviewed.
I didn't really review it.
What do you think?
It's not bad beer.
I think it's damn good.
I really like it.
I mean, it's good. I could drink it.
It was good. They made a stout for a while that was really good.
We need to
buy it around.
We need to take a picture and post it on Instagram so people don't think we're bitches that just drink ciders and malt liquor.
Doesn't matter. They blocked us anyways, like a bunch of pussies.
Oh my god.
Honey,
either way,
my beer.
Either way.
I hope their tampons get infected.
Whoever Honey is, fuck that bitch.
All right.
No, I got a question for you guys. Okay. Y'all have either girlfriends or wives, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they switch bodies with your mother.
No.
And you have to fuck one of them to get them to switch back. Which one do you fuck?
Oh, wow. My wife. With my mom in it. Because I could never fuck my mom's body.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
I would have to fuck my wife with my mom's body in it. Or no. Fuck my wife. God damn it.
He's having a threesome. We got him coming.
Yes, I got a fucking boat. Gas free since 43. I would have it
because you seem like you're in a rough place right now.
Almost like you just escaped a camp.
I asked the guy right around at work with this. He's like, you know what? Honestly, I just don't want to answer this question.
Can I just kill myself? What if I just kill myself? He jumps out of the moving truck to avoid answering.
I would have to fuck my wife's body, though. I would have to.
I don't know because the mental scars that you would share with your mother.
And she talks. She sounds like your mom.
Mm-mm.
Has her voice.
I feel like I could just get another girlfriend and be okay with her mom.
That's what I said. I'd just be single.
Yeah. I'll get a new mom.
Yeah.
I'll get a new mom. I'll get a new wife.
Yeah.
It'll be a great life.
Shit,
I'll fucking
I'm go
die
gay
in
just
peace.
So I'll fuck my mom.
I'll move to Wyoming. Fuck this.
I'll join a cult. I'll join the cult of Scuba Steve.
There you go.
I moved to Slab City.
Anything but that.
That's what? Terrible. But, oh my god, so, I got cold chills.
That means that our mother would be stuck in our significant other's bodies for the rest of time.
And it means my girlfriend would have the wrong birth date tattooed on her back because she has that tattoo.
She'd also have one eye.
Yeah, my mom
that's
doesn't.
That's your big problem is a tattoo?
My mom doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say this, but the fucking saddest thing about this, my mom would probably be so fucking happy if that happened. She'd be like, yes! Young again! Uh-oh. Fuck yes!
She'd run off
oh, yeah, she would fucking, again. She would dip the fuck out.
I found the fountain of youth!
And my wife would just be sitting there like, no! No!
What's that hanging by my knees?
Oh, no!
It's my tits.
And I'd be like, well, you know, fuck. Bye.
Yeah, that'd be horrible, because at one point they'd be like, no, you have to fuck me. And it'd either be someone that looks like your mom, or somebody sounding like, yeah... Why would you bring this up?
It was a really good question,
that's
right?
Fucking horrible.
It's nightmare fuel. I don't want my mom's voice coming out of my wife's body saying toilet or digital or Canada.
Canada?
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
She says Canada.
Yeah.
I think she'll cook you a nice meal beforehand and shit.
No, she won't.
Hey.
What?
That's mean.
Some type of meat ketchup covered pasta? In gravy. Yeah.
Meat. That's why you fucking wear so much camo, is because all you've ever been fed is meat and fucking gravy.
Don't bring up meat
not
and gravy.
Not together, yeah, though.
I can't do that.
Oh, God. He'll, yeah, he
I have PTSD from my mother's cooking, okay?
She's not a good cook. My mom cooks good as fuck.
Well, that's great.
Our mom
I'm happy for you.
She got better after we moved out, though. That's the problem.
My mom could order one hell of a pizza.
She could get it there
and make dudes pass out.
That part is it was she never two doors because it didn't sound white.
She shot herself with a shotgun.
Yep. Did never tell that story.
No. What the fuck are you talking?
I
about?
Never told that story. All right, my dad.
Okay. Well, your dad hit himself in the head with an axe.
He did.
The sharp
okay,
edge.
The sharp edge, and he has that tattooed on his arm now. A skull
to
with
commemorate
an axe.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know he had like a butt for a fucking the back of his head. You know for a while
what
had
do you
crack
from
in
a
it.
Troll bear,
exactly.
You know.
Well, he used to drive a truck. And, like, they also sold drugs. So, you know, that's never... Somebody heard he was out of town. They thought they'd break in. And we hear him come... She hears him coming in the back window.
Stop and or I'll shoot myself.
And my dad had a sawed-off 12-gauge with pistol grip on it.
Oh.
You go down and you cock one of those, it usually scares most people away.
Right.
And that's what happened. Well, while she's up, she went to the bathroom. Leaned it on the bathroom sink. Well, the son of a bitch fell over, went off, hit the cast iron fucking tub, and ricocheted, hit her in the chest piece of the fucking tub. She didn't thought she shot herself and was going to die on the fucking toilet.
If it's good enough for Elvis, it's good enough for me.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I thought at one point, like, she cocked it, they ran, she's like, well, I already cocked it, I got to shoot something.
Yeah, ended up shooting herself.
Have you ever been peppered with buckshot?
No.
I have.
I tried to avoid it.
Yeah.
What?
I shot a road cone.
Why?
Bounces back.
Yeah, with a 20-gauge.
No shit.
Okay. And I was fairly close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
like,
why wouldn't you
I pull the trigger, and all of a sudden I just feel it. And it peppered the side of Dad's truck. I was in front of him, too. So it was like it hit me, and then a bunch of ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
I was okay. I was wearing a hoodie.
TJ, why did you shoot yourself with a shotgun?
No, I didn't shoot myself with a shotgun. I was standing close to somebody who was shooting at a fucking squirrel running by. And it was a over-under, like, 12-gauge shotgun, and it overspray was old. And apparently it just sprayed out some overblast from when it shot from the barrel, like powder, and I got sprayed in the side of the leg.
That's why you don't stand next to the dog from Up while it's holding a shotgun. Squirrel!
Or Dick Cheney.
Or Dick Cheney.
Fucking Dick Cheney.
I'd rather give the shotgun to the dog, honestly. More trustworthy. And Kelly's not here to defend Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Which he enjoys doing for some reason. And also arguing about what a sandwich is.
Earl of Sandwich.
What?
The Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah.
1682. Decided, no.
If you're
ham. Gastronomy since 4 to 3.
In bread. Are you a sandwich or are you still ham? I'm a big fat, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I said gas-free since 43.
Yeah, there you go.
That's three.
I was going to say 63.
I'm not going to fucking lose this. I like this goddamn podcast.
It's important, damn it.
No, it really is. This is the thing that keeps me in media contact when I'm not doing shows. It's just something to do that's productive.
I got to shoot from the hip real quick. Mm-hmm. If you could live in any TV show or sitcom, what would it be?
Oh.
We just did a whole episode of it.
Fucking that.
Not sitcoms.
It would either be That 70s Show or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or fucking.
I feel like you would be really disappointed in 1970s Weed.
Yeah.
It's not potent enough.
I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably smoke a joint from there and be like, bro.
What is this dirt? Who grew this dirt smoke?
Take me to the man who grew this.
And at the same time, he'd take a drink of a beer and be like, hey, somebody finish this for me.
Yeah.
That'd be the downfall. Yeah. He would become an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to be a stoner, but alcohol what's your alcoholic?
Alcohol was fucking cheap then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kegs were like $5.
Chris, make a time machine. Kelly can call Hitler the N-word. I can get cheap beer. This podcast won't break me because beer reviews are expensive.
Yeah. I can call Stalin a kike because he's the person who... No, I can say that. No, listen. I want you to edit. I don't want you to edit this out because I hardly ever bring shit up. I'm going to bring both the things I brought up real quick, even though they're off time. Fucking the other day, we looked up the word, and I mean the word. I don't want to offend anybody when I say this. This is something we did the other day. Okay, we are on Webster's Dictionary. We looked up the word, and it said that it was a condescending phrase towards the Hispanic race, which mm-hmm. makes complete total sense. Mm-hmm. Then we looked up the N-word with the hard R on it. Oh. I don't even want to say that.
Don't.
And then they had the same exact definition, but towards African-American people. We looked at the word kike, and it said a word for a Jewish person.
No, are you derogatory at all?
No, not derogatory at all. In the fucking Webster's Dictionary. And I got up and, like, fucking, I'm sorry. I step away from the mic. I literally got up, and I was like, that's it? For the rest of my life, until they fucking change it in the dictionary, you goddamn son of a bitches.
What, like, you made you racist?
Oh, dude, I was so fucking pissed off.
Oh my god, that is horrible.
No, and this is a real thing. Me and my cousin Michael, who lives with me right now, is a person that we normally go through these, like, internet searches for this shit. Like, we went on a Magic raid the other day. We were looking up shit about Magic cards because he plays Magic. And
Magic
he was,
the Gathering.
Yeah,
yes.
Magic the Gathering. And he was pissed off. He was just, like, reading shit like, this makes no sense.
We're people, like, too.
You should cast a spell. Get your land off my land. Like, I was just making all kinds of jokes. That
get your land off my land.
You get it, right? Like, get no. But another thing that I was going to bring up, and not to be random, but I heard that the main character, the little bitch that played iCarly, was giving hand jobs and smoking meth.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that was a thing. It was on the internet, like, fucking everywhere, all over Facebook, that she and they made memes out of it and shit, so it had to have been a real thing.
Because they made memes out of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the most honest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like,
what's the opposite of fake news? Real news.
No, all I gotta say, though, is, like, if she... Apparently, like, the explanation that she gave is because she just wanted to do it. Like, she thought it was fun. You're like, you know what I'm gonna say? I think I'm gonna say fuck it and go smoke meth and give, you know, handies to dudes in cars.
Only hand jobs?
I'm pretty sure she got caught giving old fashions. Like,
oh, man. That's lame.
Like, just handies for meth. Handies for ice.
Oh, you're trading it for meth.
I gotta have been. I had to have been. Listen, you
can't
see that.
The exchange rate on a hand job can't be much.
All I know is if iCarly's fucking views were that low that she started to fucking smoke ice and give hand jobs to fucking old guys.
What's next for us?
What's next for us? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I don't know. Crack cocaine and blowjobs?
No, listen. Blowjobs don't count if the tits aren't out.
I don't want to have to blow a guy that's big enough to have tits.
You can't do a blowjob.
Oh, fuck you. All right?
Ooh, Chris.
Oh, you too good to suck my dick?
Did that hurt?
A little bit. I mean, rejection is fine. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to it. So
Yams with a simple Google search while we were
paused. I did. One of my favorite websites is Snopes. Snopes, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they report that shit's false.
Yeah.
She's not sucking dick. She's not doing meth. She is on marijuana. And she's has tattoos.
She's on the pots, huh?
She's on the pot.
She has the reefer madness.
I bet you if you gave her a gram of dab, she would fucking give you a blowjob.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
If you gave her a gram
of dab. You go find out.
Well, it's expensive to get to California, guys. Okay, I gotta take the shit with me because if I can find it there.
I love the fact that fact you were married didn't come up at all.
I feel like Kat was the hot one on iCarly.
Kat
anyway.
Was the hot one. I just wanted to fuck her while she did.
She's
jokes.
Insane now, and you go to her shows, you're gonna get blown up. So let's not do that.
But...
And blown up.
In Manchester?
Her concert got blown the fuck up.
Manchester.
That was her concert?
Yeah, Ariana Grande is her.
Shit.
Yeah.
That wasn't a voice effect. I didn't do that.
No, that was me.
I think 3 hours ago, you had a shoe from the hip idea.
I did.
And it was, which fictional world or sitcom would you want to
look at? Yeah, sitcom or TV show.
Oh, I got one. It's really easy. It's the 1960s Batman, because I can either be a supervillain, because it's really easy, because you don't got to do anything crazy.
Just get a dumb costume.
Or you could be a fucking hero. Either one. It works out.
You can have a beer belly and be
fine. Everybody knows
and
is friends with Bruce Wayne, which he's the richest dude in town. Why wouldn't you be friends with him? I mean, come on.
I would totally.
It sounds great, right?
I was thinking Happy Days, because you get the Fonz.
He's going to beat your ass.
I feel like could be the Fonz.
He was threatening. He never had to go to violence. Because he was threatening enough that it worked out for him.
Yeah, I guess I'll choose something else then.
I think that 70s show would be dope.
Yeah.
I'm going with Cheers.
Well, Cheers would be good?
So everyone will know your name for once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I belong!
The worst one would
be
Frasier.
Cheers was just a show about a bunch of depressing drunks.
Yeah.
The worst show would be Frasier. I would fit in during Seinfeld.
Fucking Frasier, good lord.
Never got into Seinfeld.
No, I just know I would fit in because that's a cast full of Jews. And I would be right there.
There you go.
What would you do to the soup Nazi?
I would fucking Nazi boot him in the face.
Make
no soup for you.
No.
He'd be like, no soup for me. I'm like, well, no breath for you.
Okay, there you go, yeah. I've been gas-free since 43, motherfucker.
That's four, right?
That's four.
Fucking nailing it. See, you were worried about it. You're doing great. I mean, we're almost an hour in, so it's almost go-home time. But we got a lot to cover.
We do.
See.
Shoot from the head.
No?
All right. Well,
no.
Name the worst band in history.
I'm going to say the worst band in that's a hard draw between like Nickelback and fucking Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down? Chris might
I
be offended.
I hate that group.
I'm kind of offended.
I went and seen them in concert. They suck balls.
Really?
Worst stage show I ever fucking seen in my life.
Oh.
I mentioned it here before. It fucking was horrible.
Oh, yeah, you did bring
it
up.
Made me cry.
Worse than the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, dude, lead singer was funny. He tried to be entertaining.
That's true.
They you saw the Goo Goo Dolls live?
They didn't do
last
shit.
Week.
Okay,
last
they
week.
Stood there. They did. They played their instruments and left fucking stage, and that was it. They didn't say anything to the crowd. They didn't interact. They didn't do fucking nothing. They didn't tell you what song they were fucking playing. They played their fucking instruments.
That's because they're so good. Everyone in the world knows their
songs. The worst band
they didn't at the time.
I know you guys probably know who this is, but don't know how bad it is. King Diamond is the worst band on earth.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, I can go there.
King Diamond is the fucking worst band on earth. And under that would probably have to be, like, this band called Godseed that used to be called Gorgoroth. It's like a black metal band.
Mm-hmm.
But the vocals, oh my God.
Give us a sample.
They're just like, and it's like
just
whispering
in the Batman voice.
No. It's worse than the Batman voice.
That's Homer Simpson's sister-in-law's.
Yeah, either that or Attila. Fucking hate Attila.
I'm just thinking of Batman in a band now.
I know I've heard of Attila, but I don't know if I've heard of
Attila. Attila used to be a good band, but the thing is I listened to Attila before their vocalist was on MTV Made, and he submitted and won to be on MTV Made. And
MTV Made was the show where they would pick somebody from a band to clean a house.
No.
MTV should have been.
Yeah, which should have been. But fucking what they did is they picked this nerdy, hairy, bearded kid who was Franz, the vocalist from Attila, and they made him basically a male model wannabe, and now his band is famous and shit because of fucking Made. It has nothing to do
with... I've never heard of him. Chris, worst band ever.
Molly Hatchet.
Fuck you!
No, it's because of... Chris?
NASCAR 98.
Just because you played a game a lot... That doesn't mean
it was
the
only
NASCAR
song
was my religion.
On the soundtrack.
And what was the only song on, was that Tony Hawk 2?
The first one? Superman. Is
Gator,
the one I know.
Gator Country
two,
is a kick ass
blue,
fucking
blue
Molly Hatchet song.
What is it?
That's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's only Superman.
Do you just hate Flirting with Disaster, or is it just all Molly Hatchet?
I just know that one song.
And that's enough to hate.
Because I heard it a million and two times.
Mm-hmm. I'd throw a Green Day out there.
Okay.
I can
garbage.
Get behind that.
I fucking hate Green Day.
Yeah.
The only Green Day album I've ever liked was the very, very first one.
Dookie.
That Dookie was great.
Dookie was a good album.
Is that the one that had Insomnia on it?
Yeah.
Insomnia was a good song.
Was it?
No.
You had the time to listen to me.
What if Batman sang that song?
That wasn't Insomnia.
Oh, whatever.
Have you seen the Batman?
Basket Case.
Have you seen the Batman metal? Have you seen the Batman metal video?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm so fucking tough.
Oh, yeah, I have. But him like covering Green Day songs would be great.
Do you have the time to listen to me, one?
That would be great.
Where is she? Where's the trigger?
But I believe you have a list, correct, Chris? Get back to me on that.
I mean, yeah, honestly, I'd put up like a second one, be like Kid Rock. I can't stand
Fuck
Kid
you!
Rock.
You Fuck
know,
you!
I kind of like some Kid Rock, man. Yes. I'm on Chris's side with that.
It was okay when make it first out? Came out, but it's like, no. You fucking suck, bro.
Yeah, he's fucking
Your
terrible.
Your best songs are ones you did of other people's. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what was that? Those are pictures.
He covered ZZ Top.
Jackson, Mississippi was the shit, and that was
his
own
song. That's a song. It's true.
Yeah. Well, only God knows why. Am I right?
Don't remember where I am. That's a fucking badass song. Look it up.
No.
No. You can't make me. All right? I did look up Hootie and the Blowfish earlier.
Oh, my God.
But that was for the podcast. I couldn't remember what song was big of theirs.
Okay.
I had a couple. Like two.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone magazine.
I heard of that.
Yeah. They had their readers vote on a 10 worst bands of the 90s.
Okay. Of the 90s? This is going to hurt me.
Why, the Goo Goo Dolls will be on there.
Okay, number 10. Any guesses?
The Goo Goo Dolls?
No.
Three Doors Down?
No.
Blind Melon?
No, but that's deserving.
Hmm.
No, I don't really have a guess here. The 90s? I mean...
Hanson!
Yeah, Hanson would be on
Dave there. Matthews Band.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm glad that's...
No, they do. They
I'm
do.
Surprised that that's number 10. I'm honestly was wondering if that would be in there, one, because it's 90s, two, why it wasn't like number five, because they have a huge cult following that's stupid. It's
fucking
like
terrible, yeah.
It's like all the kinds fish? Of fucking 90s, 90s kids that are Abercrombie and Fitch wearing motherfuckers
with their
jeeps. I
thought you were
going to
say ABBA
again. ABBA, that's a bad band.
Yeah, that's true.
The Fish?
Well, how about a more modern ABBA is
the
number
fish.
Nine. Who's that band?
Fish.
Fish?
No.
The Fish? No? No follow
Trey
the Fish?
Trey Anasnasia?
I don't know anything about fish. The fish, man.
No, fish. It's just fish. They're horrible.
No, I'm going to name them the fish
band.
Now.
Ace of Base.
Oh, but that's not a band.
That,
that was
wonder.
Like a producing group. No, yeah. It's not One Hit Wonder. They had a shit ton of hits.
No, they didn't.
The sign is a
Ace
good song.
Ace of Base has the greatest hits.
So? I can have a greatest hits album. I only need to put out like
First
10
off,
songs.
First off, Ace of Base did Pump
album.
The Jam.
Not
the same. Never
heard of it. Pump the Jam. Pump it up. Yes, it was. Fucking look it up. What is it? Who did that?
I don't
Pump
know.
It up. Oh, I will look it up real quick. Y'all continue.
Pump it up. Wow, that music's thumping. Wow, they were definitely black, though. Ace of Base is white as fuck.
Wasn't it Mark Wahlberg?
No, that was Smooth or Good
Smooth,
Vibration.
Yeah.
That's number eight, which I don't know nothing about. I'm assuming TJ does.
Joe Budden is one that did Pump It Up.
Huh. No, that's pump.
Yeah, he's a new artist.
That was the one. That was the one that they had on fucking You Got Served, one of the worst movies on earth.
How do you feel about the Spin Doctors?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, me neither.
God,
they're number
I do.
Eight.
Oh yeah, okay. Enlighten us.
They had one song that was really popular. I played on the radio for a while.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
I don't know if that's a song or not.
Two Princes.
Two Penises.
Gone. Go home.
Gas free since 43.
I know the Spin Doctors are like, they're like a stoner band, is what they are, really.
It's not a rap group?
No.
No,
Spin Doctors is a stoner band.
Oh, that's dumb. It should be
like
a rap
Cake or fucking right. The Butthole Surfers or something.
Butthole Surfers was definitely a fucking stoner band. That was a good band, though.
I like the one song.
I'm assuming James hates the lead singer, number seven.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bush.
Bush,
oh,
yeah.
Bush
I don't like Bush. He got the best pussy in the world.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
According
Gwen
to James.
Stefani?
Yes.
That's the best
that
pussy in the
my,
world?
That is my, like...
That's his main bitch.
That is it. That's it. That's,
she
that's
looks,
who I had, like,
she
the
looks like a dead scarecrow.
I don't give a shit. Fuck her in the field. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Fuck her in the field.
I'll make crow noises.
No, but,
that'd
like, I had a thing for her way back in the day when she was part of No Doubt.
Right.
And she had that, like, that real... What are you doing? Stop it.
I mean, I thought she was attractive,
man, yeah.
But...
Yeah, I was one, man.
But then she had that banana song.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
she was singing about bananas.
Fuck
I'm all right
that
with it.
Thing. Oh.
Hey,
shut up. Hey.
No.
Bananas.
You don't like Hollaback Girls?
I don't like Gwen Stefani.
Well, then don't speak.
Fucking hater.
You get it? Huh?
Don't speak? I got it, Danny. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Number six.
She's just a girl.
Yams, you're funny.
Number six. Hootie and the Blowfish.
I don't know what I mean.
Let her cry.
They did have two songs.
Yes, they did have two songs.
You stoned, you want something really, really mellow to listen to? Like background noise? It's not that bad.
Hootie's not that bad, yeah.
I can handle Hootie and the Blowfish, but...
Every time I hear Hootie and the Blowfish...
It's not on my, like, number one jams and shit. I don't have it on a playlist. I only have a song downloaded on my phone.
Their first album went platinum 16 times.
Holy shit.
Well, because going platinum wasn't that hard
in the
90s.
That's true.
That was Cougar Jam right there. That's what it was. That was 90s Cougar Jams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. All
right, there you go.
All I got to say to that is, like, every time I've heard Hootie and the Blowfish, it's always been when I'm in some random-ass fucking diner getting breakfast after a show at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. And every time I hear it, I'm like, let her go, fucking going to town while I'm eating biscuits and gravy that tastes like ass. All right.
Number five. Ass. And personally, besides their Unplugged album, I absolutely hate this band, Nirvana.
Oh, I hate Nirvana.
That's number five on the list.
I'm in a grunge band, and I hate Nirvana.
They had, like, one song I liked. Rape that
me?
Was it. No.
He probably killed himself.
Because I thought it reminded you of your shower.
He probably killed himself. He probably killed himself because he was gas-free since 43. That's why.
Oh, hey. Done.
Nice. I like that.
Done. You can lay it to bed now.
Good. Thank God.
You can come back.
Fucking fine. God damn it.
No, even their Unplugged album's overrated. They did a really good job of The Man That Sold the World. Like, I actually like that cover of it.
The only Nirvana song that I really enjoyed was, like, In Bloom. Or you know you're right.
The one they released after he died. I actually listened to that the other day. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah,
you know you're right. It's actually a good song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good after he's dead, huh? Did you listen to that?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It's so heavy. Mm-hmm. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, so many songs, his lyrics were nonsensical, and that's because of all the heroin?
Well, it wasn't just heroin. It was also the fact that I had the book that was just like his printed fucking shit from his notebook. Mm-hmm. That's all his book was.
Oh.
And, like, a whole bunch of shit, like, nonsense that he would write on papers. If you read most of it, a lot of it was, like, I hate the fact that I'm in Nirvana.
Oh, really?
He hated being, like, in the public eye. Mm-hmm. He never wanted to be famous.
Right.
And the fact that grunge blew up the way it did, the whole point of grunge was fuck being famous.
Yeah.
That's why the whole entire style was being fucking dirty.
Yeah, it was lame punk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I've always pictured, like, the big grunge bands.
Dude, grunge to me was literally, like, a way of saying... to 80s hair metal or the 80s scene. Stop trying to be pretty to be fucking cool. That's not what rock and roll is about. And they reverted taking shit from the 70s and punk and all that shit and brought it in. And you're exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I
would
believe.
Be a lumberjack, grow a beard a little bit, right?
Wear a beanie in the summer.
It wasn't just that, too. It was like certain weird trends like Doc Martin boots.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The weird trend of like wearing flannel and growing a little bit of beard and stuff. Sock hats and shit.
Yeah. I mean me.
That's what he's going for.
I get it.
You.
No, I get it. I have a grunge style. I get it.
Speaking of grunge, have you guys seen the tour that's coming to Indianapolis?
No. What's going on?
This year?
Oh, who?
It's the Grunge Forever tour.
What?
Who is doing it?
It's Soundgarden.
Oh, fuck.
The Foo Fighters.
Oh, no.
And Pearl Jam.
No.
Foo Fighters aren't even grunge.
Yeah, Foo Fighters aren't even counted as grunge.
Don't
they
have
in the
two
2000s.
Force? Yeah, but Foo Fighters have like 2/4 of Nirvana or something, right?
No, it's just Dave Grohl, dude.
I'm sure you know better than me.
And I love Dave Grohl as a person. He seems like a great fucking guy.
That's why all the grunge dudes are dying, is because Dave Grohl is becoming the powerful supernova Omega Shenron, or whatever the fuck, of grunge music. Yeah. Someone needs to just fucking wrap Eddie Vedder up.
His ass to the moon.
Yeah, somebody needs to wrap Eddie Vedder up in bubble wrap and
protect him?
Yeah, because he's the only motherfucker from the original left. Dave Grohl was a drummer. Why does he even matter?
I don't know.
Why?
They usually don't. That's the problem.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why the fuck? Oh, holy shit, your vocalist killed himself and you started a band. Ye fucking ha.
Well, like, when they first started, they had some okay songs. Like, Hero's not bad.
I don't have anything.
Learn to Fly's not bad.
I don't have anything against fucking Dave Grohl as a musician because he's a goddamn badass. Okay, but all I gotta say is his fame is fucking stupid. There's no reasoning. It's like the reason why George Michael's is still a known person. Why?
You died.
That one song, didn't he?
No, I mean, like, you died and you were gay. Like, it's over. And then you still see fucking hipster kids running around with George Michael shirts. Like,
he did that one song, Faith, which was redone by that other really shitty
band. Yeah,
but
he's also part of Wham. Wake me up before you go. Go. That was him.
Yeah,
but also, like, he tried to...
I took the George Michaels thing like Prince. When Prince died, everyone was, oh, I fucking love Prince.
Never got into Prince.
No one never fucking listened to Prince. Shut
fuck
the fuck
up. Purple shit.
I actually really like Prince's other shit besides the Purple Rain CD. So it really pissed me off when
like
I
the
heard
Batman
all the fucking...
soundtrack.
Did he do that?
The 89 Batman? All Prince.
Are you talking about...
Michael Keaton?
The last Michael Keaton one.
No.
The first one. It was the very first one?
The one
yeah.
with Bat Dance
yeah,
and everything.
The last one was, what, 92 or 3? Somewhere there.
You know,
I'm not sure.
I don't... I have a shoot from the hip.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Real quick.
Go for it.
What was you guys, out of all the Batman movies that have came out, besides the Christian Bales, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything before that, what's you guys' least favorite?
Least favorite?
Least favorite.
Batman and Robin.
The George Clooney Batman?
The George Clooney Batman? Can
yeah.
I? And the
well,
reason
honestly, I would rather watch that over Batman Returns. Because
that's what I was
going to
say.
That's fun to make fun of.
Because I honestly have to say... that I fucking hated the Val Kilmer Batman.
Oh, Batman Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Bat credit card.
But yeah, didn't have that was horrible.
There's a Bat Discman in Batman Returns.
No, but the thing is...
I didn't like Batman Returns.
Actually, you know what? No, I take... Which one had Mr. Freeze?
Batman and Robin.
Okay, and then Poison Ivy
Batman
and Bane.
And
I liked that one. And that's the one that everybody hates.
Well, it's really bad.
But I... No, it's
Batman
horrible movie.
Nipples.
But all I gotta say is it has a cheesiness to it. Like...
It's probably the closest to 66 Batman.
Exactly. Thank you.
I can see that.
And like, I hated the Val Kilmer one because I was like, why is Val Kilmer Batman?
Why is Two-Face the Joker, pretty much?
He
acts more like the Joker than
I watched The Dark Knight today before work. And the worst part about that movie is Batman's hand-to-hand combat.
It's horrible.
It is the shittiest fighting I think I've ever seen a Batman do, besides Michael Keaton when he shuts the door behind him and shit.
Eat floor.
Yeah.
It's high in fiber.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the comeback lines in those are horrible.
I mean, great. Eat floor, it's high in fiber. Batman probably did the science. He probably found out that floor is actually pretty high in fiber.
He is the world's greatest detective.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that pissed me off about the Dark Knight and all that shit was Morgan Freeman.
What? Why? It's Lucius Fox is awesome.
Morgan Freeman. That's all I can fucking think of every time I saw him on there. Morgan Freeman and Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's fucking awesome.
Morgan Freeman and Bat Contact Morgan Freeman.
He's not a Pokemon. He doesn't just say his own name.
So can you not watch a movie with Morgan Freeman in it?
Dude, I hate it. I fucking hate it. He ruined Shawshank Redemption for me. It's just Morgan Freeman. That's
what?
All I fucking...
So all you know is like a Country Time commercial he did back in the day?
I mean, not even that.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Dude, here's the deal. The only badass Morgan Freeman thing that was ever done, in my opinion, was probably Shawshank Redemption. That was a great part. It was a supporting actor role. That was tight. But Batman was just annoying. I don't like what you're doing, Batman. You shouldn't do it, even though I invented it. Fuck you.
I think you're the only person that feels this way.
Dude,
not in the room.
Here's
in the world.
Here's the deal. Morgan Freeman outside of movies is a cool-ass person because I've watched all his interviews like on 60 Minutes and shit. He's fucking great.
Yeah.
But in movies, I'm just like, choose a new voice. Why do we always sound like... I feel like I'm watching that... Like, remember when Morgan Freeman fucking narrated the story of Earth?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I feel like I hear every time I hear that motherfucking voice in a goddamn movie. Morgan Freeman, this is the story of Earth, and look at the monkeys in the ocean. Like, that's all I fucking hear. It's just annoying to me.
So what about the dude that played Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is badass because of Sandlot.
Ooh,
that's true. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, turns out
because he really is in Sandlot.
What's another actor with a badass voice?
Isn't he also in, like, Conan?
Of course he's in, he's in Conan.
He's the big bad.
Dude, who watched The Beastmaster? With fucking, do you remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger did The Beastmaster?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Horrible cheesiness, but
like
great.
New,
Genghis Khan
like
was
one.
Like his partner in it.
It's like the new Conan out. Do they have a newer one?
Yeah,
I've never watched it, though.
I didn't watch
it
either. Back pretty to sure Morgan Freeman does the. What was the
name
dialogue.
Of the? I know we went over this, but what was the name of the dude that did the He-Man? Or no, Hercules was Xena.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, that's Sorbo. His fucking name. I saw him on a fucking interview about pot the other day.
Oh,
and you see Morgan Freeman on an interview about pot?
Nobody should.
He's
should
an advocate
be.
For it to be legalized.
Is he? That's yeah. badass.
I'm glad he didn't see an interview for it because he would have been like, you know what Morgan Freeman said on that interview?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
I didn't mean to Morgan get Freeman. Again. Morgan Freeman. Legalized weed. Morgan Freeman.
Pikachu.
All right.
But Ash Ketchum come in, throw a Pokeball at him.
I call me Morgan Freeman. No, dude, it's got to be a fucking master no, bro, ball because it's Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
But like, what's another actor with a badass voice? I was Tommy Lee Jones.
Lawrence
kind of
Fishburne's
up there.
Voice isn't that bad.
Yeah, there you go, Biker Boys.
Fuck
Biker
you.
Boys.
Biker Boys about? Is in the top 10 best movies ever made.
No, I'm saying, but out of all the Lawrence Fishburne movies, you pick Biker Boys.
What's a Matrix?
That's my favorite, man.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Seriously,
I
Morpheus?
Watch Biker Boys at least 6 times a year.
Can I honestly say that a lot of people disagree with me, but I think that the my favorite iconic voices is John Malkovich.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I fucking love that dude. Yeah. I don't even know a lot of movies that he's in, but every time I see one that he's in, I'm like, oh my God, he's fucking just a great actor. Or like Giovanni Ribisi.
That one I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that one. You know who I find funny, though, every time I hear his voice, and he has a very iconic voice? Ben Stein.
Oh yeah.
He is wonderful.
Dude, that's great. When he was in fucking, wasn't he in Ferris Bueller?
Was he in Ferris Bueller?
I think so.
He might have been.
I think so, yeah.
He who did the...
Oh, yeah.
Was Bueller. Isn't that who that is?
He wasn't the principal.
No. He's the teacher.
He might have been.
I think he's one of the teachers, yeah.
Bueller.
Yeah. You're just saying names over and over again.
Well, that's what he says
no,
in the
that's
movie.
What he says in the movie.
I understand.
All right. Just for a second, let's pretend we were recording a podcast and I was in the middle of doing something.
Oh, my bad.
Number 4 on the most shittiest bands of the 90s.
Yes.
Man, we got way off, didn't we?
It's my God, favorite 3-piece all-female band.
Hanson.
Kitty.
Yep.
Oh.
Hanson was on there?
Number 4.
Who said Kitty?
Kitty was terrible, man.
They did a fucking... I fucking
what
heard...
What would you describe it? I'm like, that's gotta be
listen, Kitty. Kitty was on a recording for Ozfest where they did a cover of a Sepultura song that's called Jump the Fuck Up.
I was at that Ozfest.
Oh my God, yeah. It was... Everybody in the fucking mosh pit, jump the fuck up! And I'm like, oh my God.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh shit, here we go.
I said, rock me, Morgan Freeman. I'd let him. I love Morgan Freeman. You're a bad person for saying that. If he kills himself now, we're fucked.
It'll happen because I said some shit about Chester and he fucking killed himself.
We don't have to. They won't hunt us down. We're going to have to kick TJ's ass. Take away national treasure.
Yeah.
You know who else has an iconic voice, though? And I have to bring this up. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't brought up
one beer. Episode.
What?
What? 2 beers.
What?
3 beers.
What?
A shot of whiskey.
What?
A Bloody Mary.
What?
More beer.
What?
More beer.
What?
And more beer.
What?
Because Stone Cold said so. I love that bald bastard.
What? All right. Number 3.
Hate wrestling.
What? Number 3. Guys. Number 3 kind of actually hurts because I still really like this band.
Oh, no.
It's Limp Bizkit.
Nobody likes that band.
Yeah, I like Limp Bizkit. The best song that they ever had was Teenager 1990.
I read an article earlier that said it should be illegal to be Fred Durst. And I agree.
No, I don't mind Limp Bizkit so much either. I can listen to them every once in a while.
What was the name of the song?
Nookie.
No. The video. Rolling. They were drowning in a tank of milk.
Boiler Room.
Was that it?
No, that was a serious video.
No, that was Morgan Freeman.
Anyway,
I have no fucking
Morgan
idea.
Freeman.
Oh, God.
All right. On to the next. Number 2 on the list.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
They're Canadian as fuck.
Nickelback.
It's Nickelback.
Yeah. They're not number
they're
1.
They're a 90s band?
Yep. Yeah. They're a 90s band.
Danny
they're really
used to rock
shitty
out to Nickelback
90s
back
band.
In the day. He did. I'll brace it.
Sir,
he did. If
Morgan
he wasn't listening
Freeman.
To Nickelback, he was listening to the Spice Girls.
Morgan fucking Freeman.
This motherfucker making stuff up.
Tell but me what you want.
I never lie.
I'll tell you what I really want is for you to say Ziggy Ziggy Ziggy.
You're such a
friend.
Fuck
stop it.
Danny. Danny.
Friendship never ends.
Danny.
Which Spice Girl? Yeah. Which Spice Girl?
Ginger.
Baby.
I'm sporty. Putting in Ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah. Sporty.
Ooh, wait.
Sporty? I'd fill Posh up.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Dark haired one.
Posh. There the one that fucks one. David Beckham.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. That's
she fucks
one.
A fucking stallion. Look at that guy. Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
You can't hang with that.
I'm not even fucking gay and I would fuck that guy.
I'm going with Ginger.
I'd bend that shit like Beckham. I'd bend Beckham like Beckham. Pornception.
Morgan Freeman.
I'd fuck David Beckham so hard I looked into my own asshole. You know
what I'm saying? Fucking went blind afterwards. Couldn't taste anything.
Oh, God.
All I tasted was soccer.
Soccer? Or the football, I guess. What
happened
to us? All I tasted was hand product and sweat.
And I loved it.
Okay.
One beer?
What?
All right. Number one.
What's worse than Nickelback?
We don't know.
Well, this... I didn't go through and read the, like, is synopsis Faith, underneath the picture.
Is it Faith No More?
Oh, God.
What's this? What is this?
Epic.
Oh
my God. You guys are saying epic. This? Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I hate that song so much.
You want to put it on? I have it on my phone right now.
Why?
It's so bad.
Back in the day, I liked the song, but then, like, now I realize that fucking song is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, when it came out, I liked the song.
You remember 311?
So.
You hadn't realized that you wanted it all, but you couldn't have it.
Yeah. Do you remember 311?
I remember the name.
You don't remember that song, Down?
Oh, God.
Not if I
don't
hear it.
Yeah. I'm going down.
Remember their version of I Will Always Love You?
Let's just not talk
it's
about
from an
that.
Adam Sandler movie, 50 First Dates. Go ahead, Chris. All
right. Number one is Creed.
Oh, good.
That's Creed is the number one?
Yeah. That was one of my picks from
the beginning. Creed is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, God.
All right. There is a lengthy paragraph underneath it.
On why right? people hate this group?
Yes. And I am going to read it because it's just hilarious.
Okay.
It is no surprise that Creed won this poll. It wasn't even close. This is a band so hated that their own fans sued them after a famously bad show in Chicago in 2003.
Really?
They were sued by their own fans.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude. Scott Stapp got super drunk and took a whole bunch of benzos. Hashtag fucking Xanax or whatever.
Yeah, well, hashtag that on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Hashtag Creed, hashtag okay. Benzos.
Hashtag Morgan Freeman.
Oh, God.
It only gets better. Frontman Scott Stapp is so despised that when a video surfaced of him getting a blowjob next to Kid Rock, Kid Rock said he was merely embarrassed people learned he was hanging out with Scott Stapp. I fucking love Kid Rock.
Whoa.
He got a couple points there. I'll give him that. He got a couple points. I'll give him that.
Whoa.
He's this fucker's a loser and I'm embarrassed to be friends with him.
Fucking Kid Rock was standing next to Scott Stapp.
I'd say next to Kid Rock is probably the worst place to get a blowjob.
First off,
if
you're standing next to Kid Rock and he doesn't own the bitch that's giving you the blowjob, something's wrong.
The band reformed in 2009 for a reunion tour.
They did?
Yes.
I don't remember that shit.
But their fans have moved on. Sales were so horrendous in Birmingham
Burning
that tickets were lowered to 75 cents.
75 cents? Three quarter?
Free concert. Just... We just need to put people in seats, guys. Butts in seats. Here.
Yo,
come on.
Check it. Three quarters, you go see Creed. First off, it's going to be fucking balls, but it's for three quarters.
Was it in Wisconsin or something?
Fucking balls.
Birmingham's Alabama.
Oh, shit. He's got the New York accent right here.
No. If the tour went everywhere, you know it did, because the managers were like, Scott Stapp's sober now. But fucking, you know.
Yeah, old-timey radio recorder there. You're going through every phase. Morgan Freeman broke him.
Oh my God, that shit's hilarious though. Kid Rock's like, man. Yeah.
Scott Stapp.
Sorry, guys. Lord, I was friends with this dude.
That was the lowest of lows for me.
Oh, well, hey, ball at the bottom, all right?
Oh my God.
What the fuck? All right. Well, I guess we've learned a lot. Did we do a last call on this episode?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Because I feel like I just had a stroke. What did we even talk about?
I don't remember anything that's just happened the last 2 hours.
Nope.
No, other than Morgan Freeman.
God. And Stone Cold.
What?
One beer.
What?
Two beers.
We can't do it again. AMF. I'm not doing the last call. I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm TJ.
I'm Ems.
And we'll hold your beer.
One beer!
Oh, God!
Two beers!
Whoa!
Three beers!
What?
Four beers!
What?
Five beers!
What?
A shot of whiskey!
What?
A Bloody Mary!
What?
and a shot of tequila.
What?
And more beer.
What?
And more beer.
Oh, man.
What's he say on his podcast? I'll catch your ass down the road.
Yeah. I love that guy. Nice. That is someone I would not be embarrassed to get a blowjob next to.
Right? Even Kid Rock would be like, hell yeah, I was hanging out with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Fucking Stone Cold. He's the real Texas rattlesnake, and my balls are the fucking mouse.
Son of a bitch.
I thought we were talking about getting a blowjob next to fucking Steve Austin, not getting one from Steve Austin. He's always so angry about it, too, the whole time. Then he's going to stutter you afterwards.
Oh, you know he's going to.
I'd be pissed if he didn't.
Stone Cold, where'd you get that steel chair?
God damn it, not again.
No did one you must never know.
Oh, God, you brought Mr. McMahon.
Put some light on you, Booker.
Oh, no.
He said that shit. He said that shit.
He did. There's flour involved, though.
So Booker, Triple H thought it'd be cool to wear blackface.
That's true.
I mean, they're wrestlers. They're
Booker
perfect.
D called Hulk Hogan the N-word. Wrestling's fucking weird.
He did? Oh, yeah. I've seen it.